What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm out east, Bethany Beach. Real pleasant four-hour drive to get here last night. No traffic at all, B. B. Mitch is an NFL legend.
Four hours. He's holding
it. Dog. He's holding it down in the Navy Yard studios. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
Man, I'm good. What's happening with you?
I can tell you something
definitively. I'm better than people in Texas.
I can tell you something definitively, Brian.
What?
Yesterday was a good day for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it was. You don't have to see them twice a year.
Now, you're going to see them week two.
You see them week two, but you don't have to see them twice a year. But go ahead.
Shockwaves.
The question, though, everyone, they know, Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Two first-round picks, one in 2026, one in 2027, and they get this guy, this dude, Clark.
Kenny Clark.
Jerry says, I did this move so we can win now, make us better now. There's no damn way a 2026 and 2027 draft pick make you better now. Getting rid of that, listen, he's a Dallas Cowboy. So you act like you don't like him, but that dude is an unbelievable player. To get rid of Micah Parsons thinking you're getting better now tells me that you need to be pulled off of the decision-making train. But stay there as long as you can.
Oh, I think – Cowboys fans want him way off the decision-making train. I don't want to discount Kenny Clark because he's a good player. 6'3", 315, three-time Pro Bowler. Dallas is bad against the run. Kenny Clark is a run stopper. So, like, I don't want to discount Kenny Clark, who turns 30 in October. I'm not trying
to
discount
him. We're not
going to
discount him, but he don't disrupt a game like damn Micah Parsons.
There's no chance you got better today, period. No chance. And – let's listen to old Jarrah explain this one.
Yeah. We did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well.
I think Jerry finally ran into a player that wasn't putting up with his ish and got the best of him, and he said, I'm getting rid of him because he's making me look bad. That's what I think the sole thing was.
I think this came down to – like, you know, they started talking about this was a divorce and it wasn't going to change. And I think to me, what this really boils down to is just Jerry being petty and not letting a player get the upper hand on him. And he's like, hell with it. Send him away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're judging off reports, right? And who knows exactly how true everything is. But they offered him plenty of money. Maybe Green Bay offered him more, but Jerry said we offered to make him the highest paid non-quarterback ever.
Jerry said that. You never heard them numbers, though.
At the end, it doesn't matter because I think when this thing became about So David Mulligetta is the in-between here, right?
Yeah.
You got Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys. Micah Parsons was playing for the Cowboys. David Mulligetta is a very powerful agent with Athletes First. And when Jerry refused to engage with Mulligetta and Parsons decided, that's my guy, I'm sticking with Mulligetta here, that's when it just became inoperable. Because
Jerry has been used to doing sly stuff, basically. Look, when you, if you're trying to make a guy not have his representation be a part of a deal of this magnitude, that's stupid. And I would applaud Micah Parsons for sticking to his guns. And I would applaud any player. Don't let these damn owners tell you you can't have your representation. They have theirs. Why the hell you can't have yours?
Right. Now, there's some conversation. Basically, this is a four-year, $120 million deal. So it's a four-year, $188. 3 years, $120 is guaranteed. $40 a year is incredible.
You know what, JP? At this point, I don't give a damn what the real numbers are. $120 million when he signed the contract, fully guaranteed, is enough. If anybody think that this is a screwed-up deal or whatever, they got to go jump off a damn bridge. Head first into some concrete. This is a win all the way for Micah Parsons.
Well, and here's what's crazy is, okay, so you got two first-rounders. Okay. The Packers last year drafted 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
2 years prior, 25th.
Okay.
In 23, they had made some moves, so they had an extra first. But generally, over the last 5 years, the Packers' draft position is around 25.
Yeah.
So not that first-rounders aren't all valuable. I mean, heck, Washington hopes they got a future Pro Bowl tackle almost at the bottom of the first round. But to get two first-rounders like that and then a player who's a good player but is about to turn 30, like, it's such a poor haul. Listen, if this got to a place where you have no choice but to trade Micah Parsons, I don't agree with that. I like to think you always have a choice. But at least call around the league. I feel like you could have gotten more than this.
Maybe you could have gotten more, but maybe nobody else was going to offer you two first-rounders and a player. But
well,
the
and
thing
maybe,
of it is, though, you can draft the guy at those positions, 23 or whatever, and he could end up being a hell of a player for you. You can also draft a guy at the first pick, and he could be garbage. So this is no guarantee that those first-rounders are going to pan out to be Micah Parsons.
Zero guarantee.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the ultimate thing for me. It's like, I got a sure in hand. And for all the people that like to throw age out there, this dude is in his prime, 26 years old, hadn't really reached his prime, but he's damn good. He's as good as anybody out there. And you say, I'm going to let you go. Come and go get somebody else. Why? Because you seem to have an upper hand on me. That's basically what it was about. And that's simple, man. That is simple, simple. But, hey, for all you Cowboy fans, kudos. Keep Jerry in place.
We're going to open the phone lines up for the Cowboy fans because you call in all the time. Call in today. In the last, I don't know, 6 months in Dallas, they traded away Micah Parsons and Luka Doncic. How's that going?
Let's see if
we can get one of our Dallas friends on the line, Bobby Belt.
Let me tell you, man. You know the text thread I always discuss, college text thread? My man, old Derek Johnson, DJ. DJ is a Green Bay Packers fan. So when he sent his little post this morning, Jay, I'm going to try to find it for you. Is all he said right here. He said?
Yeah. Just Packers
just
logo.
Just his hat leading down with his Green Bay Packers logo showing.
In four seasons in the NFL, four seasons, Micah Parsons is a four-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro player. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's had 13 sacks, 13 and a half sacks, 14 sacks. Last year, he had 12 sacks in only 13 games.
Hey, man, I don't know how you can let him walk. Hey, man, people do what they do. I don't think this was a smart move. Nobody can tell me that this deal made sense. No one can tell me that.
No. And I imagine, we all know. So in our so I want to start a little more simple. Where were you be when you heard this? Because to me, this was like a what?
It popped up. I was on the golf course. This is the funny thing. Ben and I played golf yesterday, and I found my game back again, JJ. I'm back off the tee.
Glad to hear it. Whenever you play with Ben, things seem to go well.
Hey, 38, and I was even par with three holes left, and then it got dark, and we was behind some slow pokes, and we could never finish.
Hate slow pokes.
So so Ben was just telling me, say, man, watching this this thing about Dallas tells you a lot about Jerry, and he say, Jerry is a strange cat. And I say, yep. And I say, dude, but you won't believe this. He say, what? I say, they just traded Michael Parsons. We were just talking about it, and boom, I got an alert on my phone.
Dude, so, you know, we continued to hear that this was possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving to the beach last night, and the Beltway was awful. Route 50 was awful. Everything was awful, right? But once I crossed the bridge, it was totally fine.
What you expect on that day? Everybody was thinking just like you, let's beat it.
I thought the traffic, the Beltway's always going to Beltway, right? But I thought the traffic would be the Bay Bridge and pass, like getting east. It was not. Everything was fine on this side. It was just everything prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, so I'm in traffic, and, you know, my phone is a fairly... There's a lot of action on my phone, mm-hmm. far more action on my phone than there is on my body. And like I'm used to like seeing notifications, but I'm driving. Like I'm not trying to like look at my phone, right? Mm-hmm. I got the girls in the car. I got the bike rack on the back. Like I'm trying to chill out.
Connect it to the thing and let it pop up on the screen.
Yeah. Anyway, but then my phone goes nuclear, like my phone like exploded and I'm like, what the hell? And it was like 100, like, is this real text? And then I looked at our text thread, and sure enough, between Jeff and White Brian and everybody, it was like, yo, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. And this to me, because I wasn't able to, like, take the time, look at the compensation, how did Dallas do in the trade? I'm driving in Beltway traffic, and I'm just like, holy moly, the mm-hmm. Cowboys really traded Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And you try to think of, like, a comp of trading away a young player in his prime like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, dude. It's hard. Really – I think the Luka trade is, like, the one – especially to trade him for something that, to me, you did not get equal value.
The Luka trade is there, but, like, even – hell, let's think about it. Didn't they trade away Herschel Walker at 27 and got and went on a run? But I don't think this –
I think Herschel was older.
He was 27.
Because remember, I thought he started in the USFL.
Yeah, but he was 27 years old when they traded him. The USFL, really? He was 20, 21. He's 27, and Wichita was 26, so 1 year off. But they built a hell
dynasty.
Of a team
yeah.
off of that. I don't think they're going to be able to sell for this one.
For the Herschel Walker trade, they also got a lot more picks.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't just first-rounders, but they ended up with five draft picks because of that trade.
And they most of those in 1 year. So it wasn't like an extended thing, but I just don't know if this history is going to repeat itself for them on this one.
No. And, like, I know this was a big part of this documentary and obviously a big part of the Jerry-Jimmy beef. They had Jimmy there to pick the players. And,
yeah.
and Jerry could claim it was him and blah, blah, blah.
Have
but
a damn thing to do with Jerry.
I think history would suggest that Jimmy was a huge part of that.
Probably was the main part in that.
I know what the Cowboys' valuation is. I know how good Jerry Jones is at making money,
mm-hmm.
undoubtedly. I think, honestly, Jerry Jones is in the NFL Hall of Fame. And I think Hall of Fame voters need to be very, very careful with putting owners in because I think owners will just kind of force their way in if you let them. I think we see Bob Kraft trying to do that right now. That's why he made his own.
Jerry lined the pockets of a lot of owners and the NFL. That's probably why he's in.
I think, well, B, for me, I think Jerry Jones deserves to be in the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
because he changed football. He revolutionized football. You cannot tell the story of the NFL without Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could tell the story of these great Patriots teams, and it's incredibly complicated, but it's Brady and Belichick. I don't think it's, you know, Kraft. Somebody just sent this to me, and this might be a good comp. The Khalil Mack trade. If you remember, when Khalil Mack went from the Raiders to the Bears, It was for 2 first-round picks, but more.
How old was Khalil at the time?
I'm guessing he was roughly – White Brian, look that up for me. But it was 2018. Khalil Mack gets moved from the Raiders to the Bears for a first-rounder, for 2 first-rounders, a 6th and a 3rd. But they did have to send back a 2nd and a conditional 5th. To me, the Raiders, the Bears rather paid a steeper price, but it's not that far off, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's about the baseline, because the other part of this is now Green Bay had to pay Micah, right?
Yeah.
Khalil Mack was 26 also, B, so that's a pretty good comp. And Khalil Mack was an absolute dog. Like, they're comparable players, too. I don't know, man. It's the Cowboys are a mess. Brian Schottenheimer, good luck. You just traded away Micah Parsons. You play the Eagles in a week, 6 days now.
Mm.
I mean, to me, above all, though, Brian.
I want to know how that locker room is panning out right now.
Dude.
There's no way those dudes are all happy with that move.
Well, and B, going one step further, like, Jerry did this with Dak, right?
He did it with Michael. I mean,
you can go that far back,
Jerry,
right?
Don't give a damn.
It's going to be the Jerry show no matter what. Jerry going to Jerry. Mm-hmm. And I think he did it with Dak. He did it with CD. But they got to the finish line on those things. And I think the prevailing thought was, listen, man, this is going to be trouble and it's going to be ugly, but we'll get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And so then to see this go the other way, to see this go fully, he's out of here, he's in Green Bay now, is just astounding.
And I think Nui even thought that the other day, that we both thought he was going to be back.
Right.
I would love to know what Nui is thinking right now. You need to text him and find out.
I'll text him, yeah. I don't want to bug Nui twice in a week. I'm trying to get Bobby Belt.
Just text him and say, Nui, what the hell?
All right.
He'll send you back a text.
Dude, what the hell? That's my exact text. for the folks in the stream, you can see it. I texted Nui Scruggs, dude, what the hell?
Don't have the number pop up.
It didn't.
Okay.
You can also see the pictures of the short ribs Nui sent me earlier this week he was making. Jerry's going to Jerry, and this is really an astounding turn of events. I tell you what, B, and I'd like to get into this. The odds makers have already sent updated odds for the NFC, for the NFC North, and kind of how Micah going to the Packers changes things. Because that Packers team, pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I also loved the audacity. And perhaps we should stop being even remotely surprised by Jerry Jones's audacity. But he talked about, we really like our depth on the edges, so this makes us better right away in the interior. You know, one of their
depth on the edge. When I heard him doing that, I almost threw something at my in my phone. I almost threw my phone, too.
Do you know one of their depth on the edges pieces, B?
Who?
Dante Fowler.
Well, we know one thing. Not stopping the run.
They drafted that kid Ezeraku. I believe he was Boston College. Mm-hmm. I think there is some excitement about him. But you had... You know how we always talk about the quarterback tiers and we expect Jaden to ascend into that top tier? The top mm-hmm. tier of quarterbacks is Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Allen, period.
Yeah, totally.
I think Jaden's right below that and can get there, but you got to do it a couple years to be in that category.
Mm-hmm.
We could pick nits about the best pass rusher in the NFL. Certainly Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt can lay claim to that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But those dudes are also significantly older. Micah Parsons is to me would be in that tier.
Mike,
do you agree with that?
I think he stepped into the league and instantly was in it. This dude was being compared to Lawrence Taylor his first season.
Right.
Enough said. When you bring out that dude to make some comparisons about another guy, that's telling you how good you think this guy really is. And I understand Myles Garrett is bigger and T.J. Watt is bigger and all they do is pass rush. This dude gets the same amount of sacks playing other positions. He plays middle linebacker, outside linebacker, pass rush. He covers people. They rush more than he does. He ends up getting damn near the same sack they got.
It's remarkable how this went down, and I just, this was a remember where you were moment. I think it was like a true kind of shockwave around the league. You know, you did start to hear, I'd say, over the last 48 hours, like, hey, this thing might really go sideways. Like, this thing might really change. The tone from just people I follow on Twitter and stuff from Dallas were like, yeah, you know, this seems different. And then I think it was Jane Slater from NFL Network had the report of, like, just a picture of Micah at the airport. So at the very least, he was leaving town. Now, that doesn't mean people can leave town. You're allowed to leave town. This, you get a break. That's why I'm at the beach.
Didn't they show Washington Dulles Airport yesterday we looked at?
I have a feeling that was just...
I think that was a mess up. Somebody was trying to say stuff. But listen, man, this deal right here, it doesn't really make sense.
No. Let's do this. I got some odds. Some odds have really shifted with Micah Parsons going to the Packers. I want to run through the odds, but I want to open up the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This is pretty simple, folks. Cowboys fans love to call into our show, and B. Mitch has a great Cowboy fan radar. He sniffs you out and calls you out. Where you at right now, Dallas fans? And my guess is, Brian, and I don't know if you agree, they're going to be cowards and not call in. So, Washington fans, are you fired up that Micah Parsons is out of the NFC East?
But don't listen to that. Just say football fans, because football fans probably going, what the hell were they thinking?
You know what?
Chicago fans,
whoever you are,
Chicago
phone lines are open.
Minnesota Vikings fans, they pissed off right now. Why are you sending them to us?
Yo, if you're a Bears fan and you got Caleb Williams and you're all excited and now Micah Parsons is going to be chasing him around when that dude can't stay on schedule and you want to tell me how great Ben Johnson is, good luck. Phone lines are open. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7, the fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, and it's a 3-day weekend coming up. So if you're already celebrating, I ain't mad at you. We typically wait till 11 a.m., but considering Dallas traded away Micah Parsons, maybe we start early too, B. We put the call out. We know Cowboys fans listen. We know they call in when something happens to the burgundy and gold. So, Cowboys fans, your impetuous owner, probably relatively petty is a good word to describe him, just traded away your best player.
Yep.
What sure looks like a dude on a Hall of Fame track, like an elite player. You know how be some dudes we talk ourselves into? Like the Brad Beals, we're like, oh, man, he could be an all-star. But, like, we all kind of know the ceiling.
Yep.
Parsons relatively ceilingless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a Green Bay Packer.
Yep.
So I want to give credit. My man Big C is on the line. Big C, you are a Cowboys fan, self-identified. How you feeling today, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We good, man.
We're good, bro.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, look, I'm about heartbroken that he's gone, man. I don't know. It sounds like you and B. Mitch was a little more heartbroken than Cowboys fans were.
No, you don't hear no heartbreaking in me. So let me ask you the question. You're going to call it a day and try to act like he wasn't no good. You're not going to try BS, are you?
No. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying, B. Mitch, was he was everything but what we needed, and that was a run stuffer.
So you don't need a pass rusher, though?
No, man, B. Mitch, go look at the film, man. It's so many things, so many plays last year where this dude was getting smashed down by these tackles.
Okay.
For the run. Look at when we played the Ravens, man. I mean, no, he can go to Green Bay, have fun, give me the run stuffer all day.
All right. I'm with
Good
you
luck.
On that. I love this type of mindset. But, you know, you sound very much like a confused Cowboy fan. I like that.
B, that's like, oh, I don't want to get with Beyonce. I don't like the way her feet look.
Yeah.
Like, sure, dude.
Put on some shoes, baby.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't want to go on a date with Sydney Sweeney. I'm worried about her fingernails.
It's
like, shut up.
How once somebody's gone, people can find all these things that are wrong. Let's be real. A lot of people get smashed. Kenny Clark will get smashed. What is that, Kevin Clark? Kenny Clark.
Kenny.
Kenny going to get smashed every once in a while, too. But it happens. You're playing against people that are like talented against you. They're going to get you every once in a while. He's not going to stop every damn run.
Especially like we play in a we live in this like clip world where you can grab a screenshot of a certain play and that could be an indictment on a player in the screenshot world of football. Sure. I'm sure Micah was out of position on a couple runs.
I have to give credit.
In the real world of football,
yes.
He is one of the most disruptive players in the NFL.
I have to give credit to Greg. Greg said, I'll bet you anything these Cowboy fans are going to call in and act like, you know, and try to make this a good thing. And then he say, told you, first caller.
I will give credit. I think his name was Big C. I'll give credit to the Cowboys fans for calling in, just like my man Floyd in Clinton. Floyd, how are you going to try to rationalize this Micah Parsons trade?
Floyd, you up, man?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to rationalize it. I mean, it was – so there's a couple of things here, right? You don't pay $180 or $190 million to someone that can't win you a Super Bowl. That's number one. Number two is, yeah, I mean, it was an idiotic move for letting him go. You don't let Micah Parsons walk. But at the same time, if you have – three players that are getting paid this enormous amount of money, there is no more money to go around for any other players. So you have to think of team and future picks and whatever else that encompasses that. But you can't just give $190 million to a defensive end. I mean, I would love to have Micah Parsons still. See, I'm old school. I'm all the way back to Bill Bates days. So I've watched Brian play everything. I get it. You know
Can
what
I ask a question, though? Let me ask you this question real quick.
Sure.
Who do you pay the $180 million to? I mean, you got.
Well, I mean,
he's not
going
to get the whole $180.
You give it to a Mahomes type. You give it to a Mahomes
But you
type.
Don't you have a Mahomes type.
Actually, I understand that. So that's why you don't give it to the defensive tackle, the defensive end. So we don't have a Mahomes. We don't have that player to give it to. That's why you don't do that. If you do that, that hamstrings your franchise for you. We wouldn't be
you
able to.
You know, Dak's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
I
right?
understand that. But Dak can possibly win you a Super Bowl.
Why you believe that?
Cannot.
I think the quarterback is the most dependent position in sports, and I believe the guy that can knock the hell out the other quarterback give you a chance to win just as much
that,
as yours.
I understand that, but that okay. So let me ask you this then, Brian.
Yeah.
How many games is Micah Parsons going to win for Green Bay this year?
Well, I would say he's going to win about three. You know why? Because nobody alone wins any games. Not even the quarterback that you're trying to rationalize.
Well, I understand
but
that.
But Michael Parsons is going to disrupt the hell out of some games where he's going to get credit for
that
it.
He's not. You're not. See. You're missing what I'm saying.
Can I speak here, Floyd? B. Mitch is right that quarterback's the most dependent position on the field. I think it's also correct. No one's arguing that quarterback's the most important position on the field. Okay.
Correct.
So I hear what you're saying there, but let me ask you this. What do you think the second most important position in football is?
Well, a number one receiver.
No.
Someone else can catch the ball.
The guy to disrupt the passing game.
I mean, I understand that. So you can have a collectively good defense as well. You don't necessarily have to have someone
If I may, to your point earlier about how many games is Micah Parsons going to win you, how many Super Bowls is Micah Parsons going to win you?
Correct. How many do you think he would win us in Dallas is the key question.
Your quarterback is never there.
We can dog Dak all day.
Hold on, Floyd.
I'm not a big fan of Dak myself. And like I said, you know, in the 80s when y'all went on strike, my brother and them rented out Texas Stadium. Like, I get it. I'm way back fan. You know what I'm saying? So I get
but
it.
But, Floyd,
we
what I will say.
All day long.
Hold on, bud.
I'm not a big Dak supporter.
I'm not there to put this dude on mute. Can someone mute him for me? Thank you. Floyd, I'm not – I want you to hear me. But, like, when you say a defensive end can't win a Super Bowl and you go back and watch when the Broncos beat the Panthers, when Cam Newton was the best player in football that year and then Von Miller completely dominated that game, and the Broncos won the Super Bowl when they had subpar quarterback play. Nobody likes to remember that about Peyton at
Peyton
that point.
Was
his body had let him down.
Yeah.
Von Miller dominated that game. So when you get a dude in the right situation, in the right space, hell yeah, a DN can win. I mean, Von Miller in that Super Bowl had 2.5 sacks, knocked down a pass, completely dominated that game. So, Floyd, I really appreciate the call. It was a good call.
Now, I understand Floyd's call, but I'm going to just go right here. Probably one of the best quarterbacks in football who's way better than his quarterback is Joe Burrow. They can't much make the damn playoffs. Okay, they got a great quarterback, but they don't have no damn defense. If they had Michael Parsons on their defense, they would have a chance to go to a Super Bowl. I promise you that.
White Brian just correctly pointed out, when the Patriots were undefeated going into that Super Bowl, why did the Giants win? I understand
because
Eli made a hell of
the damn
a play.
Defense.
Right. And David Tyree caught a pass on his helmet, but the D-line dominated.
It was mostly – what was the one dude name? I can't remember.
Justin Tuck.
Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
They won – Justin Tuck won them a damn Super Bowl that year. See, let's go back to the old saying. Offense sells tickets. Who wins championships?
Defense.
It's amazing to me that – listen, I know you say that the quarterback's most important position. But there are teams that win Super Bowls without a damn great quarterback.
And my only counter to that, Brian, I think the rule changes have been so one-sided towards passing offense mm-hmm. that it's gotten harder and harder for a defensive team to break through.
That's
how the NFL is legislated.
That's why when you have
a guy
who can get to the quarterback as quickly and swiftly as a Micah Parsons, it disrupts the hell out of those pampered-ass quarterbacks. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, and when you look at the fact that Trent Dilfer was garbage and the Ravens won a championship, defense does a hell of a lot. They just don't get the credit for it. You know, as an offensive player for 14 years in the league, let me tell you, when you ran into people like a Reggie White and a Lawrence Taylor, you had the game plan for that. You couldn't run typical things because they would just destroy it. And when you can't do what you ordinarily want to do, what does that do to you? That makes you a little less than what you really are. So I told him, Michael Parsons will probably disrupt 2 or 3 games and it's going to be in his favor, just like that quarterback will win you 2 or 3 by himself. But ultimately, in a game of football, nobody wins it by themselves like he was trying to throw it out there, because Dak sure ain't going to win him a damn Super Bowl by himself.
Well, and if,
if Floyd's point was you can't pay top of the market, like you pay top of the market for a quarterback that, when he's right, is good, but not top of the market. You pay top of the market for a receiver that, when he's right, he's good, but he's not better than Jefferson or Chase. So, like, to argue you can't pay top of the market to a D-end, I disagree with. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines open all day. This is too much damn fun. Credit to the Cowboys fans for calling in. Floyd, Big C, we appreciate you. Tony and Woodbridge, stay on hold. Everybody on hold, stay there. If you walk around shouting about the star in D.C. and you've never been to Texas, the phone lines are open.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I feel so close to you right now. Cowboys fans singing this to Kenny Clark right now. I'm going to keep these phones going. You Cowboys fans call in, we'll let you go.
Based off our last caller, who the hell do you pay then? You only pay the quarterback? I mean, I'm so sick and tired of hearing fans of all teams say who you can't pay a certain amount of money to. You have damn near $300 million salary cap. Who the hell you pay it to? You just got to pay the quarterback and the receiver, right? So who the hell going to block for him?
Well,
and if you're paying the quarterback and the receiver, then you can't pay the defensive end and the damn the cornerbacks? This is the dumbest analogies I hear in my life about you can't pay them that money. So only the quarterback deserves money. That's the dumbest analogy I've heard in my life. But Cowboy fans.
Who's the best team in the NFL, B?
Who's the best team in the NFL? The Eagles still, until they beat.
Yeah. They pay everybody.
Yeah. So my question is, because your general manager is an idiot, you don't want to pay people. The Eagles seem to pay every damn body and still under the cap. Who else was doing it? Kansas City Chiefs used to pay everybody, but was always under the cap. So if whoever your team is, if your guy don't know how to pay people – and still be able to put together a good team, blame him. Don't blame the player that's damn good.
Well, and the Chiefs certainly paid their quarterback, but they let the star receiver go, and they paid their defensive tackle.
They paid him at first, then he came back again and said, nah, you got too many problems for us to give you that much money.
But they made sure they paid Chris Jones,
hell
too.
Yeah. So you got to pay somebody. I mean, they can't put together a team and hold on to all the damn money.
Well, and that dude's mind's really going to be blown this time next year when Jalen Carter becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Like, because the Eagles are going to do that and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We got another Cowboy fan on the line. I asked for them. They're calling. I give them credit for that. Tony is in Woodbridge. What's up, Tony?
Oh, boy. What's up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
This is bad. Happy Friday. I agree with everything you guys said. You need to get to the quarterback. Look at the Super Bowl this past year with the Eagles. Look at the Super Bowl with Von Miller and Cam Newton. Look at, I don't know, it's a dark day. We got 4 first-round draft picks the next 2 years, and they might be spent on offensive linemen. I don't know. We gave the division away before the season even started. I don't think I'm not even going to be a Cowboys fan. I'm just going to root for my fantasy team this year.
Well, Tony, if it helps, you guys were never going to win the division. I don't know if that helps, but
I know, but
I thought I should point that out.
At least we'll get a top 3 pick.
I appreciate you calling, man.
Good call,
thank you,
Tony.
At least Tony's
probably
an honest Cowboy
insane
fan.
Person. The other people are insane, dog.
How about this theory, though, B? Mark Henning sent me this on Twitter. What if the Cowboys are just trying to build up the draft capital to be able to get Arch Manning when he comes out and they move on from Dak?
I could care less about what they're trying to do when Arch Manning comes out. First of all, like I heard a guy say last night, the man hasn't started his first real game yet. He hadn't thrown one pass this year. We'd already made him the best thing since sliced bread. We don't know what the hell he's going to end up being. We don't know how good Arch Manning really is. Let's be honest about that. So what if they're doing that and he ends up being a bum? What good is it going to do for you? I need to know what the hell were they thinking when they made the decision yesterday. And let's hit you with a little something else. You see how quick that damn deal came together? You think they just talked about it once they made the trade yesterday? Or this was already in the works? When everybody wants to tell me about tampering and all this, how the hell you come together with a 4-year, $188 million deal in about 5 minutes? Come on, dog. This league is so full of crap, it's ridiculous.
Nui has responded to my text.
What
he said? I will let you know off air what he said.
Oh, the words he said? You can't say.
It's an off air. It's an off air response.
All right.
It is pretty remarkable that Dallas did this. Now, I talked earlier about the odds, what has changed since this went down. Shocker, Green Bay has gone up. Green Bay to win the Super Bowl went from 18 to 1 to 10 to 1.
Wow.
Dallas went from 50 to 1 to 66 to 1.
Mm.
So to me, it's kind of like the reality is Dallas didn't look to be very good. You know, they weren't really considered a Super Bowl contender.
Uh-huh.
So maybe this – maybe if you want to rationalize, like, what did Dallas's ceiling go from? Maybe 9 wins to maybe 7, 6.5, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, here it is. So their win total for the Cowboys went from 7.5 to 7. For the Packers, it went to 9.5 to 10.
Mm. So a half a game.
Kind of like that over for Green Bay. I think this trade makes the Packers significantly better immediately.
I agree.
I think this trade doesn't make Dallas better immediately. It doesn't. And I like Kenny Clark as a player, but it doesn't. And it only possibly makes them better going forward. You still have to hit on the picks.
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest flaws to me is that, like, this assumption. It's like the Soto trade, right?
Yeah.
You have to assume, like, that they're going to hit it, but you don't always hit it.
Nope, you don't.
And I don't know. Let's briefly look at the Cowboys' last few drafts. They drafted Tyler Booker this past season. Tyler Guyton. They really like Tylers down there. Tyler Guyton last year, a tackle out of Oklahoma, who I don't even think is playing. Go back 3 years. You know one of the biggest reasons Dallas struggles against the run?
Why? Because the person they pick before doesn't work?
the D lineman out of Michigan they took in the first round in 2023 isn't good. So you got to hit on the picks. You know what? This is crazy. And I'm probably the only person on the planet that would care about this. In three of the last four drafts, with their first round pick, the Dallas Cowboys have selected a dude named Tyler.
And you know what? Either one of those callers that just called can't tell me why that happened. and guess weird. What? Those Tylers have not amount to much.
No.
So Jerry might just like Tyler. Instead of trying to sit up here and act like everything is so good, you need to realize that your owner is screwing up your franchise. We dealt with it for years. Yours doing a great job of it now. Because ever since Jimmy left, they haven't been the team that they was when he was there. And don't tell me about Barry Switzer. That was just him riding Jimmy's team that he had put together. Once that ended, they haven't been very good.
Nope. Peter Rosenberg joins us next. I bet he's laughing his ass off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.